Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Keri Hines. Stay tuned.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Keri Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Keri Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Keri Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
One. 2, 3, ho! Raise up, get yourself together. Grab that funky soul. Get up, get yourself together. And drive your funky soul. They're doing it down in that song. That funky soul. They're doing it by the beat. They're driving that funky soul. New York, get yourself together and drive your funky soul. Let your body pop and let your feeling flow. Raise up, get yourself together and drive that funky soul. When I say Sagittarius, drive that funky soul.
Get it!
barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at chairwatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
Oh my God, I didn't know that, you know, talking about beauty icons would be such a great thing, and people wanted to hear, like, what did I think, and, you know, so what I did was I said I wanted to do a little spin on it. I wanted to recognize the, not just the beautiful women, but the beautiful men of this world as well, and it took me a while to get this list compiled down to 10 amazing men, and from very diverse backgrounds, from different points in life and in years and careers, and you know, we just wanted to find that quintessential list. And if you don't agree with the list, I have no problem listening to you and you telling me, oh, well, you forgot this one or you forgot that one. But I will say I think I covered it very, very well. I did lots of research on different lists that have been compiled by, like, the likes of Time Magazine and People Magazine and different periodicals that, you know, traveled really, really far back to some of the screen gods of yesteryear, and then some of the pioneers in male beauty of today. So the list is very diverse, and I think that you guys are really going to enjoy it. And I think for some of you, it's going to take you back and make you think, and then you're going to say, oh, my God, yeah, he was a beautiful man. So so I think that we are ready to start. Are you guys ready?
Oh, we are so excited. All right.
So like I said before, this list, it might be a little interesting, but I'm pretty sure you guys will agree. So the very first list of our male beauty icons has been referred to in so many different lights as one of the greatest actors of all time, and his name is Mr. Marlon Brando. Marlon Brando is an American actor, film director, and activist. He is hailed for bringing gripping realism to his roles, and he is widely considered as one of the greatest American actors of all time. He won 2 Academy Awards. One was for On the Waterfront in 1954, and then, of course, his iconic role in 1972 as The Godfather.
Oh, that's right. Now, he was also the Streetcar Named Desire, right?
But he didn't win an Academy Award for that one,
though. Oh, okay. Wow. And that's his most famous role, I think.
Yeah, and he actually was nominated for 8 Academy Awards. So he's probably nominated for that. He is the most nominated actor of all time. And I'm sure there's a couple of pictures of him, but I need really to get to why that's considered being the most attractive man of all time. So
I can relate to Marlon.
I looked at photos of him, and I would say that's a title very well earned. The first thing that I kept looking at was this boyish, devilish grin. So I'm pretty sure he was not. I don't think that he was a playboy, but if he was, I think he would have every right to be.
Well, I'll tell you, do you remember, like, all that I can remember, I certainly knew of him during his life and when I was a little boy, but I remember Marlon Brando as Superman's dad. That's how I remember Marlon Brando. Yeah, he played Superman's dad in the original Superman movie. and he was the father. And we also remember him being a close friend to Michael Jackson. So he got a lot of press. Michael got a lot of press. Michael Jackson was very close to the family.
Mm-hmm.
And so we certainly remember a whole lot about Marlon Brando towards the end of his life. And so just amazing. So I can understand why he is a good choice. It may not be all about so much about exterior beauty, and that's always in the eye of the beholder, but he has led, you know, he had an extraordinary motion picture career, and that was just, you know, so impactful and went way beyond the motion pictures. So good choice.
I think it was a good choice. Yeah, as I was researching some photos of him, I noticed that he did in his younger days have like a very structured, almost model-esque type face. So
mm-hmm.
there was definitely some qualities that would be very eye-catching. And like I said, in researching, I know of Marlon Brando and knew of his work, but these earlier pictures really grabbed my attention. So I would say that he does deserve to be on this list. And one of the features that I noticed about him is that his eyes are actually downturned in the corners, which people consider like a puppy dog eyes. And I read that that was one of the features that, you know, women found really attractive in him was his eyes. And there was a quote from an actress, so I don't want to say her name, that said that he had the type of eyes that would make you do anything that he wanted. And so I'm going to go have surgery so I can have those type of eyes too.
we think you already have great eyes. You don't need to do that, right?
Well,
yeah,
we'll think about that. But I'm so glad to add Mr. Marlon Brando to this list. And let's jump to the next movie actor to grace this list is the iconic forever teenager, Mr. James Dean. James Dean is an American actor, and he is most known for his role in Rebel Without a Cause. In which he was this rebellious teenager. And now, looking at photos of him, I just saw if he was to be in this day and age, he would completely be a model because his face, he just had that structure that he had very full lips as well and almost pouty lips. And like I said, those features were so distinct and very good hair, too. I noticed that a lot. He had very good hair, and actually, he was what I would consider the Brad Pitt of those days. When I saw these pictures of him, because he did die at a very young age, so he is basically forever immortalized as being young, and he just had this beauty about him that was so striking, and even intimidating, because
sometimes
you have to step back and say, wow. Even if you're secure in who you are, you have to say, well, maybe I need to step my game up the way this brother looks.
Such an extraordinary, even his acting ability and what he, the way he appeared on screen kind of channeled a certain angst in his portrayals and depictions of the characters he played. He was someone who, like you mentioned, he died way before his time, and I think he co-starred with Elizabeth Taylor, and I've seen a movie or two of his. There were so many rumors and so many different things. I think that when he passed away, when he died, I think that all of that just takes on a whole new level of interest in folks. And out in Hollywood, they have nothing but these wonderful, iconic folks that you are talking about, like James Dean, because there's such a mysterious mystery that an aura of mystery, I should say, that surrounds these folks in death as they had lived. So just great choice. Wow, you really go back. Old Hollywood.
Yes, he had great lips also, just like Brando. I like the lips. Yes.
Okay, Pearl Walker. Let's make it clear that came from Pearl Walker. All right, Demetri, it's good choice.
So I'm going to jump to what some people have considered, and many have considered, the first black sex symbol of all time, and he is the legendary Mr. Harry Belafonte. Now, Harry Belafonte is a singer, well, was a singer, songwriter, actor, and social activist. If you look at photos of Mr. Belafonte in his youth, you would see such a striking man, hazel green eyes, beautiful skin, amazing teeth, just classic, and so many Hollywood producers were almost afraid to use him in films because they felt like if he was the co-star that he would actually outshine the actual star because he was just that good looking. And even in his later days, still kept that air of
swagger. Well, he's still around with us for sure.
Yes, absolutely. And just the swagger and class. We don't see him much now, but, just this swagger and this class about him that is just so attracting, and it just draws your eyes to him, and you just wind up staring.
Exactly.
If you look at these, if you do some Google search on photos of him from his earlier days, you would just, gorgeous. Black man. Gorgeous.
Well, Harry Belafonte, as you pointed out, was and has been just on our scene, the entertainment landscape for many, 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 many years. And like you said, being one of the first male sex symbols for our community, and beyond that, being such a voice for political, concerns.
Mm-hmm.
He's had a long-lasting and indelible mark on our community and the world for that much. But I also know Harry Belafonte, a great family man. We even remember, Pearl Walker, you may remember, one of his daughters was even acting. I wonder what happened as well. Just a full her name. I want to say Heather, but I'm not sure. So Sherry.
Sherry
Belafonte Harper, I think it was. And so he really just put those genes out there, believe me. So good stuff. Just a beautiful person inside and out, obviously. Good choice. Wow, you're going back. You're going back to Mephia Smart.
Well, these first five men that I selected, I consider them classic, and then the last five will be what I consider more new school. And so number four, I don't think would be a surprise to anyone. He is referred to as the king of rock and roll. It is Mr. Elvis Aaron Presley. Elvis Presley he is one of the most significant cultural icons of the 20th century. Like I said, he is often referred to as the king of rock and roll or simply the king. And I would say in his younger days, I can't claim to be an Elvis Presley fan, but I would have to say those moves in some of his younger movies, Mr. Presley would definitely make you a fan. Had these beautiful, piercing brown eyes, this lip-snarling curl that he used in lots of his photos where his top lip kind of did this interesting thing, but It drew your attention in.
Oh,
yes.
The quiver, the
exactly.
Famous lip quiver.
Mm-hmm. And he took so many photos like that, but he just had this, I want to say dreamboat kind of thing about him, and I understood why he had so many women names attached to his, because he definitely was a playboy in his heydays, and he was an icon that we did lose too soon, because we lost him before he even turned 50 years old. So
that's right.
You know,
well, Elvis had lived an extraordinary life. He was one of the biggest names in rock and roll music in the world. And a lot of what Elvis said, yes, there were a lot of controversial ways that folks in our community looked at Elvis for different things. But I have to say, because it's believed in part that a lot of the music that he did was kind of pulled from, you know, inspired by people of color. And so that was one argument. We heard all kind of rumors swarming around about Elvis, you know, supposedly thinking that folks could just buy shoes and buy tickets. And we've heard so many different things. We don't really know what to believe. But the one thing I can honestly say is that I actually agree with your choice. I think that what Elvis did for entertainment was wonderful, and he broke a whole bunch of barriers, and he inspired an entire movement and generation. And the only person I think to exceed Elvis Presley, and we'll talk about that in another segment, but I think there's only been one person to exceed him when it comes to generating money and death in terms of entertainers. So good choice. You know, Elvis also, you know, was a serviceman, so we also want to acknowledge that. And very interesting. Wow, you really have gone back. Each choice
and also,
is amazing.
You know, he's buried at Graceland, which was the mansion where he lived, and it's on Elvis Presley Boulevard, which is also Highway 51.
Now, isn't
and
that
it's
in
about
your town,
a mile
Pearl
and a
Walker?
Half. Yeah, right here. It's, it's a mile and a half up the street from my salon, and actually I have a neighbor who relocated here from Wisconsin, and she's a big Elvis fan. You all would just be amazed at the following that he still has in 2015. She has a life-size mannequin in a case in her living room with an Elvis costume on it, jewelry, the gold chains that she got from Elvis's jeweler. And it's just an amazing following that he still has. I don't know if you all know it or not, but Graceland is the second most visited home in the United States after the White House. It's just an amazing
mark that he left
on society and
now,
the world.
Graceland
and
is right there where you are. Is that correct, Pearl?
Right up the street from my salon, yes.
Do you see the buses riding past your shop?
Yes, and the tourists, and this is every day, and then
we're going to have you to fess up. How many times have you been to Graceland? Okay, because we think you've been there a few times, Pearl. We think you've been there a few times.
But there's an area around the mansion, and I've visited those other, you know, some of the other tourist spots around the mansion, but I've never been in Graceland. And about Elvis's hair, I have to share this. Elvis was a natural blonde to me, Theus, but he dyed his hair black.
Really? I've never even heard of anybody doing that.
He was a natural blonde. He was in the movie Love Me Tender. He was blonde in that movie.
Oh, then that was his own hair?
That was his own hair.
We'll have to check that out. Wow. And that's a great song. Who can forget Love Me Tender? Well, listen, folks, if you have just joined us, you, of course, are listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and with me on the line today, my wonderful co-host, Ms. Pearl Walker, of course, and our Wednesday contributor to the Hair Radio Morning Show. He is the makeup czar, as far as I'm concerned. His name is Demetrius Smart, and you guys know him. He's with us each week, and you've got your own fan base, Demetrius. You really do, and they chime in every week to listen to you right here, so I want to pass that along to you. And just it's such great, wonderful honor to have you with us again this morning on the show. Yes. Now, today you're counting down the male icons. And so I'll let you continue. This sounds wonderful.
Okay, so the last icon of the classic era, this one was a bit of a stretch, but I feel comfortable with this one. And he is considered as the first ever Latin heartthrob, and his stage name was known as Ricky Ricardo, but professionally he is known as Mr. Desi Arnaz. Desi Arnaz was the husband of the late Lucille Ball, and he was a popular singer, dancer, club performer, and if you were to look at videos of him, because actually, when he originally started doing the I Love Lucy, he was already in his 40s. So if you were to see videos and photos of him while he was in his 20s, you would see a man that easily rival any silver screen god at the time. He was another actor with really good hair, an amazing smile, that Cuban flavor that had that spice to it. So he had the look of a classic movie actor. However, he had that Cuban flavor that just set him apart from anybody else during his time. And him and his wife, the comedic legend Lucille Ball, actually caused a little bit of controversy because at that time a lot of people considered their marriage a mixed marriage, because her being a Caucasian woman and him being of Cuban descent. And, you know, to see the two of them on screen together, I don't think you could honestly appreciate one without the other. They truly played off of each other in a magnificent way. Their show, I Love Lucy, plays every day somewhere in the world since both of them have passed away. So it just goes to show that this man's influence has still gone on way after his time. I've heard in an interview that Ricky Martin and even Enrique Iglesias referenced Desi Arnaz as an inspiration to them. So,
well, you know what? I think that is an amazing choice, and particularly for me. I love that. I think that Desi Arnaz, I would have never expected him to make your list, but I can still see why. Desi Arnaz was someone who made such an impact in the entertainment world. Going back to what you said, it is reported that the networks did not want Lucille Ball to have Desi as her husband because of that so-called mixed marriage. And it's always been alleged that he was, so they wanted to cast someone else, someone who was not of Cuban descent, as her husband. But Lucille stood her ground, and not only that, Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz formed Desi Lu Productions, which went on to produce so many other shows like Gomer Pyle and so many other TV shows that we know today. But the biggest contribution to all of entertainment and to television specifically is that Desi Arnaz, and this is something I don't have to go on the internet, I remember this and know this in my head, Desi Arnaz created something called, they created the sitcom, if you will. They created it in this way. Until they did what they did, they only knew of using one camera. So Desi Arnaz created this thing where they used three cameras. So to this day, we use three cameras to record a TV program. Three cameras. That format, that's what was created by Desi Arnaz. And so, yes, Lucille Ball went on. They stayed together for quite a while. Lucille went on and she married someone else. And Desi, you know, they lived a good little while. And they were big folks from Beverly Hills. They lived in Beverly Hills, I seem to recall. And I happened to be in Los Angeles back in the 90s when Lucille Ball passed away. I was at the Arsenio Hall show, and they flashed on the monitor that Lucille had passed away that day, you know, at that moment when we were in the audience. I was sitting in a dog pound in the old days. We were on his show. And they showed it on a monitor that she had passed away. So I went back to Hollywood Boulevard after Arsenio's show wrapped at Paramount Studios at that time. And on Hollywood Boulevard was Lucille Ball's star. And her star was located in front of Frederick Gastulis, in front of Frederick's of Hollywood. And so, and I remember and on her star they placed the big wreath sand and all of that with, and fans started to leave things. And I saw that there when I came back to Hollywood Boulevard. So I will never forget that. And we love Lucy, to put it mildly, and we love Desi Arnaz. And he is an amazing choice. His son, Desi Arnaz Jr., is still going strong, and so is their daughter out there. So they're doing some great things, the great Lucille, I think, Lucy Arnaz. So great choice, you know, and such personal memories for all of us. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, guys, so we're going to jump into so that those top five men, Marlon Brando, James Dean.
Great classic choices. Wow.
Harry
Belafonte,
Elvis Presley, and Desi Arnaz are what we consider our classic male beauty icons. But now we're going to bring
it
to the new.
Why? I'll tell you what. Why don't we do that? It's a perfect time for us to take our music break, give you a chance to grab your coffee, and when you come back on the other side of this music break, I think it'll be perfect time to go into your, I guess, your contemporary side of the list.
Absolutely.
How's that?
Great.
All right, folks. Well, listen, we are going to take just a quick music break. Won't take very long at all. And when we come back, we're going to kind of we're going to have some more of this wonderful list of your iconic folks. And then don't forget, we have got to we've also got to get the update on what happened at your show, the Living Doll Show. So stay with us, folks. There's a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show, featuring, starring Tamethia Smart, coming up after this music break. Stay with us.
Just 'cause she said You can't believe everything that it fits in your ear, but it's all good.
It's all good.
You didn't care that you broke my heart, but it's all good.
It's all good.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. It is about 7:35 in the morning on Wednesday, April 22nd, 2015. We are so excited to have with us, of course, my wonderful co-host, Ms. Pearl Walker, and Mr. Timotheus Smart. You guys know if it's Wednesday, it is time for Timotheus. All right. So you are the makeup star, Timotheus, and again, welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Thank you so much. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now you, yes, good morning. Now, you have already put together an extraordinary list of male icons, classic male icons so far. So right before we went to the music break, it sounds like you're about to get into, well, you're continuing with your list, but I think you have some contemporary folks, if I'm not mistaken. Take it away.
Yes, so just a brief recap of our classics. Were Mr. Marlon Brando, James Dean, Harry Belafonte, Elvis Presley, and Desi Arnaz. So
wow.
Our number six meets us somewhere in the middle of the classics and the new school. And he is what I would consider one of the smoothest men I have ever seen float across the screen. He stole our hearts in Mahogany and Lady Sings the Blues. I'm talking about the one and only Mr. Billy D. Williams.
Woo-hoo!
This
Billy
is Mr. D. And I'm going to age myself right now, but this is Mr. Colt 45 from back in the days when he was just modeling and then going into acting. And he is a man that his influence, his class, his sophistication has gone from back in those days to present day. Mr. Williams is always referred to as a classic, not just a classic actor, but just a class act altogether. You've never heard anything about him being disrespectful or mean or nasty, but he just always carries this air of sophistication, this air of class, this air of just a beautiful man. And to see him on screen with the legend, the boss, Miss Diana Ross, and Lady Sings in Mahogany, and I love that ending scene of Mahogany when Diana, Billy D is on stage and he's talking about being a councilman, and Diana Ross screams out, "I want my old man back!" And I loved it. And I love the chemistry that the two of them share on the screen, and it's something that, you know, just truly, she pushed him to be his absolute best. And I don't feel this list would have been complete without making sure that this man was on this list. And he meets you in the middle of the classics and the contemporaries because he does carry that air of class and sophistication. And I absolutely love Billy Dee Williams.
Well, Billy Dee is all that you said. And I think your favorite line is that. My favorite line is, do you want my hand to fall off? I don't remember which was it in Lady Sings.
That
I think
was
it was
in
Lady
Mahogany. Sings the Blues.
Oh, that was in Lady Sings the Blues. I don't remember which movie it was in, and I just remember that line stayed with me. Do you want my hand to fall off? I'm sorry. So you know we had to do our little acting this morning. But great choice, great choice. We also remember Billy Dee for being one of the very first African-Americans to be featured in a starring role on the late-night soap scene. He was in Dynasty. So when we look at these wonderful black characters that are in this hit TV nighttime melodrama soap now called Empire, they have to pay tribute to the great Diane Carroll, who was on your female list, of course, and to Billy Dee Williams, who both starred in the iconic TV series Dynasty. So we are very excited to acknowledge that this morning. So great, great choice. And he's also a great painter in his own personal spare time. He's an amazing artist, and so in every which way. So great choice.
Okay. So we're going to jump down to a man that we lost much, much too soon. And some people thought that he would actually go in the route of his father and actually one day become president. And we're talking about the Prince of Camelot, John F. Kennedy Jr. John F. Kennedy Jr. Was a free spirit, and he never let the legacy of his family boggle him down into be something that he wasn't. He wanted to run his own company. He skated around Central Park with his shirt off, and he was the pea prince, like Princess Diana was the people's princess. John F. Kennedy Jr. was known as the people's prince, and he was very personable. He started a magazine, a very short-lived magazine called George, and I remember the very first issue where they had the supermodel Cindy Crawford dressed like George Washington on the front of the cover. And he wanted to give a political view from a younger person's standpoint. And, you know, coming from such an iconic family during an iconic time in our history, one of the most classic photos of him is him as a young boy when he was saluting his father's casket that was being horse-drawn by. And we lost him at such a young age. He had just gotten married, and there were so many things in his future, and he was actually one of the first political, well, the only political figure ever to be known on the People magazine as the sexiest man alive. And I believe that was 1989. And, you know, he will sorely be missed. I mean, that was a man that I feel never got the chance to actually shine to his fullest potential. But we know that he's beyond the stars right now. And just the legacy that he left behind, I feel like his mother and his father would clearly be proud of the work that he did. And, you know, just to see photos of him, just he would skate around with these gym shorts and his rollerblades and no shirt through Central Park, and people would say, oh, my God, is that John F. Kennedy Jr.? He just made himself so accessible to everyone else. He lived on the Upper East Side, had a beautiful wife, and, you know, just an all-around beautiful man.
Absolutely, and, of course, they died tragically in that plane crash. But I'll tell you something about the wonderful family and legacy that he was so much a part of. And creating that. The political magazine, George, was popular at the time. And I seem to remember that, and not just the wonderful John, but also his sister, who's still doing amazing work in the way of education and so much more here in New York, and for the country. I think she's one of the one of the ambassadors for America. So we are so excited, and such a political dynamo there, their entire family. You don't go into too many circles when you talk about politics and family dynasties that the Kennedy's names are not mentioned. The Kennedy name, rather, is not mentioned. So we are so happy that I think you made a really good choice. Interesting. Very interesting.
And he was truly a genuine young man. I have a cousin who attended Brown University with him, along with Rhonda Ross at that same time, and he had nothing but good things to say about JFK Jr. They actually lived in the same dormitory. Their rooms were down the hall from each other, and he was just an awesome young man, definitely.
All right. Interesting.
So, yes, I didn't feel like I could complete this list without him. And you're going to jump into number 8. This is one man in the same vein of Billy D. Williams. I clearly could not have this list without his name on it, and I think everybody knows who he is, Mr. Denzel Washington. So, Denzel Washington
right.
is a two-time Academy Award winner for Glory and Training Day. I love Denzel Washington and Glory, but I honestly feel, and I'm going to make this statement right now, I feel that he was completely jerked of winning the Oscar for Malcolm X. He was amazing in that movie, clearly amazing in that movie. Denzel Washington is the first African-American to ever be called the sexiest man alive on People magazine, and still to this date the only African-American man to ever win that title. Denzel, the world over, has been known not just for his acting abilities, but clearly for his good looks. I don't know. There was a show long time ago, and I'm aging myself again, where he played a doctor, and I believe it was St. Elmo's Fire.
No,
St.
Elsewhere was the TV show where he was a doctor.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. And I had seen it on Nick at Night. That shows my age again.
Shows my age if I actually know all these. These are a factoid that I recall all these factoids off the top of my head because I remember them all so well. So very interesting. Wow. Well, I'll tell you, the only connection I have to Denzel was that I remember at the airline at TWA when I was in reservations out in Los Angeles, and he would frequently travel to Europe, and I remember seeing the reservation that he had in our system. I didn't talk to him, but I guess he had called and had booked flights with other reps, and it showed that he has a big family, apparently. And he was taking everybody to Paris, first class on TWA. So I remember looking at his reservation years ago. Yes, a lot of kids. I do remember seeing that. I don't remember all their names and all of that stuff. But he's a good choice. He's had such a big impact on us acting-wise. The only other actor I think comes close, but I'm not going to say. I'm going to let you go through your list first. We'll come back. If he's not on your list, we're going to raise sand. And you don't know, the only person I think that should be on the list, I'm not going to say anymore, so I'll let you continue. I love your list. Great job.
Okay, so we're going to jump down to number 9. And number 9 is another one I don't think if I was putting this list together, he would ever be excluded. And he is Mr. Brad Pitt.
Wow.
Brad Pitt, actor and humanitarian. One of my favorite Brad Pitt's movie of all time is Interview with a Vampire and Legends of the Fall. I thought that he was amazing in both of those movies. He was typecast in the beginning of his career, that everyone just wanted him to do like the handsome sidekick. But he wanted to push all of that to the side, and he wanted to be taken as a serious dramatic actor. I mean, I know that everybody remembers him in Thelma and Louise. in his younger days, and that was his very first role on film was in Thelma and Louise. And to see him now as a father and a humanitarian and an actor, and he was actually one of the producers of the Academy Award-winning movie 12 Years a Slave. And Brad Pitt just continues to be an amazing man, even well now into, I believe he just turned 47, and
maybe a few years ago.
Oh my
God!
I think he's
past that point now. About 50 at least.
Well, when I researched, I saw 47, so I'm gonna. I would just say
no. He's timeless.
He was born December 18th, 1963. That makes him 51.
Well, 63. That would make him about 51 at least.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well,
okay.
I knew he was older than 47.
Well,
he's looking great, though.
No, but he looks—he actually looks that age. He looks much younger than that. So, you know, his wife Angelina Jolie. Of course, we have the great. Friend to the show, David Babai, has the stylist for Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt is his, one of his clients, and Angelina Jolie as well. And you guys know David Babai. He's on our show all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So very good. Oh, yeah.
And,
well, we have nothing
Brad
but the top
also,
stars here.
And Brad was also the first actor to ever be awarded the People's Sexiest Man Alive twice. So,
really?
Yes, the very first actor to ever receive that award twice. So congratulations to Mr. Brad Pitt. And I would definitely have to say that he is one of my favorites. I absolutely loved him in Interview with a Vampire. I actually saw that movie in the movie theaters. And I haven't been in the movie theater in years. But I do remember wanting to see that movie, and he was just magnetic on screen. So he's one of those that was a no-brainer for this list. Now, the last two, a stretch, but I just want you guys to hear me out.
Okay.
And then you tell me what you think. Now, this man in Soap Opera's Digest was awarded the title as the sexiest soap opera actor of all time, and we are talking about Mr. Shamar Moore. Now, Mr. Shamar Moore, I would say, is a very beautiful man, very structured face, piercing eyes, beautiful body. I would say that he clearly deserves that title. I don't watch soap operas often, but when I have seen them, he is one that I probably would want to see on screen. I would say that he does evoke the younger days of, say, Mr. Billy Dee Williams, and I think that he is a surprise on this list. I hope not too much of a surprise, but I do believe that he embodies such a confidence and such a swagger that, you know, lots of viewers of The Young and the Restless couldn't help but vote him to be the sexiest soap opera actor of all times. But I would love to hear your opinion on this.
Well, I love Shamar Moore. I've actually fallen in love with him again as I have become a fan of Criminal Minds last year. He's known for his good looks, and it was always a question over the years, actually, whether he was a good actor or not. Maybe he was just enjoying his success because of his looks. But I tell you, on Criminal Minds, I love his character, Derek Morgan, and he has earned the right to be considered as a sex symbol as well as a great actor. I like Shamar Moore.
Wow. Well, interesting choice. I like Shamar Moore, too, generally speaking. And if you're talking about, I guess, in the looks category, I guess he should deserves a spot on the list somewhere. But I think when you look I think for all the other folks on your list, when you peel back their beauty, there seems to be something else going on that supports and reinforces those good looks. But in Shamar's case, I don't know if you guys agree with me, but I think that I don't see all of it just yet. I think he has a lot more potential to come, and maybe he hasn't had the right breakout role that just would allow that to match the external, things that we see. I think that, you know, maybe the best is yet to come. And I think that he's probably working on that. So I think he deserves to be on the list. Probably for me, you had how many people on the list, 20?
No, I have 11.
Okay, so if you have 11 for me, he would be number 12. But I love him.
Well, you're entitled to that. Yes.
I'm pretty sure when I get back on Facebook today, I will see so many comments with, why didn't you put this one? Why didn't you put that one?
Yes.
So I'm sure I'm looking forward to it with my breakfast as I peruse Instagram and Facebook. I'm sure I'll see it.
For me, been right on behind Elvis Presley. Well, you go ahead. I'm sorry. You guys,
but
go
ahead. Our last beauty icon, I will debate at all costs if anyone says that he does not deserve to be on this list. He is a pioneer in the world of modeling, and I'm talking about the one and only first black supermodel, Mr. Tyson Beckford.
Beckford.
Oh, man.
Stallion.
Wow. Well, you have saved just about for your last choices, I think, are the most controversial on your whole list. I'll let you guys go ahead and lead in. Did you want to say anything else to me, Fiazon?
Yes, and I'm going to defend Mr. Beckford at all costs because this man has set such a trail for himself that so many male models have tried to emulate. He has set the standard for male modeling and has taken it internationally. This was the first face of Ralph Lauren Polo. This man was discovered on a park bench in Central Park. He was sitting down. He is managed by the great Beth Ann Hardison, and she has guided his career to places that no other male model in the world has ever touched. And when you go down the list, if you Google the greatest male model of all time, Tyson Beckford's photo is the very first one to pop up. And for him to be an African-American male with chinky eyes, dark skin, and a bald head, you have to recognize that. And even if he doesn't have the depth of a career that is that some people would consider, you know, impactful, but he gives you a figure of a way a strong male would look in the modeling industry. But he came in with tattoos. He came in with muscles when the guys were very frail and thin. He came in with a bald head when guys had hair going down their back. And because I come from the modeling industry, I will clearly defend the fact that this man deserves to be on this list, because there are so many people that would say, well, Elvis Presley doesn't deserve to be on this list. But you cannot deny the impact that these people have carried, because if they didn't have the impact, you wouldn't have so many people trying to be them.
Well, we're going to fight about this list next week. We are going to fight about it. Pearl, what did you have any comments on Tyson?
He was a surprise, but I like him. I just would not have thought about him, you know, kind of out of sight, out of mind. But he's had a great career. I think he's eye candy, definitely. And actually this spring he's going to be, starting next week, he's going to be the guest host for the Chippendales this season. In Vegas.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's out there making appearances. I think Tyson deserves to be on the list, actually. I think I think it's a good choice. I met his mother years ago. We were at the Valentine's Day party together. And very nice lady. She's very, very nice. I do remember her very well. So she was a great contact. And I stayed in touch with her for a little while. So, I completely vote for Tyson Beckford. I think that's a great choice. You know who I would have liked to have seen on the list? Or let's wait till next week. Is that okay? We'll talk about it next week.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Bond of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
Sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth. The natural hair care and maintenance training being brought to you by Complete Beauty Solutions, where cosmetology meets healthy naturalism and everything in between. Now offering our half-off introductory special all summer long. So log on to cbeautysolutions.com to sign up. That's C, like complete, then beautysolutions.com. We'll also...
You're listening to The Hair Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, today we have a very special guest with us. She's from the world of music. It's Miss Dionne Warwick. Dionne, welcome to The Hair Radio Show.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Well, it's my pleasure. Now, I want to just jump right on in. You have a marvelous new CD that's out.
Yep,
Feel So Good. What can you tell us about it?
Oh, well, I think the title speaks for itself. It really is one of those CDs that, while you're listening to it, it makes you feel good.
Yes. Now, you are working. Yeah, absolutely. And I've listened to it. So you've got some heavy hitters on here along with you. Speaking of which, what can you tell us? Because you've worked, I mean, you're talking about some of the biggest stars out there today. Everybody from Neo and Ziggy Marley and Cyndi Lauper. And what can you tell us about this process, getting these artists, choosing these artists? So there's some stories I understand.
Yeah, well, actually, I had nothing to do with it.
Other than providing that beautiful voice of yours.
One of the artists, that's all I was. My son, Damon Elliott, came to me with this project, and he felt that it was one that it would be a lot of fun to do and give me exposure to who I call the babies and have an opportunity mm-hmm. to work with them. And so he really put everything together. When I made the calls to the artists that are represented on the CD, and each of the artists were asked what would be their favorite song of mine that they'd like to sing with me on a duet.
Uh-huh.
And so they chose their own songs and put their own spin on it, and the only requirement that I made personally was that the integrity of each song would remain. And they
uh-huh.
came with their A game, and so we got a Feel So Good CD.
You've got a Feel So Great CD. Yes, we love it. We absolutely
okay.
love it. Now, I want to ask you, because, and I read somewhere that, you know, that you might have been surprised if they were as familiar with some of the songs because they got to choose, as you just said. But, I mean, unless you've been living under a rock, how on God's earth do you not have a favorite Dionne Warwick song? So everybody is familiar with you. I mean, absolutely. And I just want to make that clear. When we told the fans of the Hair Radio Show that you were coming on our show, the feedback over the social media just went berserk. So, so we want to pass that along. So they'll all be out to support this wonderful project that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have to ask you, you come from such a legendary music family, and
yeah.
you guys have been, and you started out in the church. And I know you've been asked, but what were some of the biggest influences, like, you know, on your career? Can you share, like, just a couple? I know you've told this many times before.
Well, coming from a family of singers, my first influences, of course, would be them.
Mm-hmm.
And coming out of a household of music all the time, you know, my mom was a huge fan of Dinah Washington, and she went to school with Sarah Vaughan, so Aunt Sass was always in our home, and as we were in hers. And my dad loved Nat King Cole and Roy Orbison, and so it just was a natural thing for me to have music as part of my life. You know, the old saying, the apple doesn't fall that far from the tree. So you look at all
sure.
those types of influences around you. You kind of, I'm a Duke's mixture of everybody that musically I was influenced by.
Wow. Now, I have to say, and we're going to definitely get more into your current project with Feel So Good, I also have to ask you, because I understand that you have an interior design company. Now, is this so?
Yes, it's right, quite true. I've been in interior design for the past, so it's got to be at least 20, 25 years now. And it's been a deep, dark secret. Nobody even knew we did it, but those that we did work for in the past 20-some-odd years. My partner and I, Bruce Garrick, have done several homes and offices, and we even did a train. Our last project was in Chicago. We did the interior for the Black Ensemble Theater. So, you know, it's something I felt we need now to let people know this is something else that Dionne Warwick does, and we do it very, very well, and they can find us on our website to take a look at the work that we have done, and then give us a call and let us do some magic for your homes or whatever it is that you want to beautify. And I'm going to give you the website, okay? And that
sure.
is www.wg, G as in George, designlab.com.
Wonderful. Now, this is something, where do you get the inspiration for some of those designs?
You know, it's all in what the client desires. You know, I make it very, very clear when we interview the client, we do a client analysis, you know, to find out what colors they like, what they don't like, the fabrics they may be allergic to, the fabrics that they love, the colors, all those things that are necessary for them to be comfortable where we're going to do the work. And I let them know immediately that what they want is what they will be getting, because they're the ones who have to live in that environment. And I think that's the only way that you successfully create what people desire.
Absolutely. Now, I guess this is because it's also in that creative family. So this is terrific. What is, and that's something, as you said, that was a little secret till now. What else can you tell us or share with us that someone might be surprised about Dionne Warwick?
Oh,
that was a loaded question.
You know, I have basically lived an open book. I think everything that people think they know about me, unless they ask me, they consider to be true. But there are moments to where I said, "Where did that come from?" You know, I'm as surprised as most people are. But you know, I have. Been a person that has been approachable. People have been able to say hello to me, and I say hello back to them. So I don't think there's anything about me that most people don't know.
Well, you know something? I have a question for you that it's a little different, because I don't, you know, I just want to get your feedback on this. It's something that I've enjoyed, which was the Solid Gold Years, the television show that you hosted. So do you think that the Solid Gold today, like the show that you guys did, do you think that it would be a hit today?
Absolutely.
I always wanted to ask you that.
I think it would be. As a matter of fact, I've on a couple of occasions approached Tribune to consider revamping the show. The show is one that was the precursor to American Idol, to The Voice, to all of the shows that are now promoting new talent. And that's all the Solid Gold ever did, was to promote talent that was just coming out with new recordings and giving exposure to them internationally as well as throughout the United States. So, nothing is new, in other words. You know, it's just a matter of bring it into the century that we happen to be in, and that's the 21st century, and I think that Solid Gold would do exceptionally well today.
Absolutely. Now, what is next for you, Ms. Warwick? What's next? What's next?
Well, I am, of course, I'm out here promoting the CD. They all think I'm 3 years old again.
We're talking about feel so good.
But after, we get to the point where I can say, okay, can I take a minute to me? That's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to take some time for me.
Wonderful. Well, listen, I want to. I can't let you go from the Hair Radio Show without talking about this wonderful sense of style that you're known for being elegant and beautiful. Where did that come from? Was that something through the labels, or where did that certain something that you're bringing to this? Where did it come from?
Yeah, first of all, my mommy, my mother was one of the most stylish people I've ever seen. And then, of course, I had beautiful aunts who were also very, very much into style and being presentable as ladies. I was fortunate enough to have two major, major mentors, icons in our industry. One was Lena Horne. And the other was Marlena Dietrich. Marlena Dietrich actually introduced me to a thing called couture, much
wow.
to the chagrin of my accountants. And of course, Lena was one that always I looked at as a style icon. So, and I was fortunate enough to be able to call both of them without my mommy being upset about it. In fact, she gave me permission that I could call both of them mama, and they treated
wow.
me like I was their daughter. So I guess, you know, with the conglomeration of all these wonderful ladies, I had no choice but to look like I looked.
Wonderful. Well, listen, the last big question I have for you, the music industry today. And again, a little question. I know that it has obviously it's changed over the years, especially since you started your magnificent career. But
oh, yeah.
What can you tell us today that, you know what, you say, you know what, this is not, you know, this is something that's good, or it's developed into something that you didn't expect about the music industry or the direction it's taken?
Well, it has taken 360, not a 180, a 360. It's another industry altogether today. It's just more a marketing industry than it was in the 60s when I started. You know, the things that were available to us who are part of my era just are not available any longer. You know, if you don't have 95 dancing girls and boys and flags flying and smoke bombs going off and
right.
presenting yourself in a what I call a ladylike position, it's you know, you're just what the babies call old school, you know. And I always answer that with, well, there had to be an old school before there was a new one. So, but it is a marketing industry today. Everybody is marketed to the hilt. So, you know, it's just another industry altogether. There's basically no more record stores where you can walk in and actually touch and see and buy directly. You know, you go to your computer now. And
right.
all the technologies of the youth are being portrayed today. So, and I'm certain it was the same way with me, you know, with the industry when I was coming along. You know, we had certain things that we did, certain people that supported us, and that's what's going on today. So the babies are running the industry.
Feel So Good is the new CD.
Mm-hmm. Sure is. And that's what it will make everybody do.
Well, we're just thrilled, and we want to talk a whole lot about it. We want our folks out there to make certain and get the CD. Now, they can, of course, it's on iTunes and all the places that you buy music.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to thank you so very much. Now, should we just, is there a one particular song on there that, you know, that you feel like, you know what, this is it? Like, that's the top song. Any that
yeah.
you feel most connected to?
I got to say that they're all A+.
Yeah.
Every single artist on the CD brought their A game, and so any one of them would be my pleasure for you to play.
On that note, I want to thank you for being with us on the Hair Radio Show. Just a fantastic CD. Again, it's Feel So Good by Ms. Dionne Warwick and others. So thank you so much for being with us today.
I thank you.
Thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who'll be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Now you can listen to our 24/7 Hair Radio Broadcast Network and shop all in the same place. Go to hairradio.com. We've got around-the-clock hair and beauty radio talk. And while you're there, buy your favorite books, hair products, tickets to live hair and beauty events, and much more. And if you'd like to feature your products in our hairradio.com website store or be a guest on the Hair Radio Broadcast Network, contact us at hairradio.com and reach the world.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now my very special guest is a new addition to the Hair Radio Morning Show team. The Hair Radio Morning Show is proud to welcome Lila the Goat. Good morning, Miss Lila.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yes. And I have to say, happy risings and all that wonderful good stuff to you. This is a big day. This is the first time the listeners of the Hair Radio Morning Show is actually meeting Miss Lila. So I'm so honored to have you with us. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now,
and indeed, likewise.
Yes, Lila, we've got to start at the beginning because, first of all, I have to ask you, Lila the Goat, and this is L-Y-L-A, by the way. So tell us, how did you get the name Lila the Goat?
I gave it to myself because I'm self-proclaimed. I've been in this industry over 20 years, and I own it that I am one of the greatest of all time.
And when you say, okay, so that's what, for you guys out there who may not be familiar, when you see the G period, O period, A period, T, that is greatest of all time. That's what the GOAT stands for, okay? Not an actual, you know, animal, you know. So that's what we're talking about. Lila, I am so honored to have you. You know, just catching up with one another through social media, and listening and watching some of your amazing videos, you are one of those individuals who have so much information to share. You're like a personality already, just bubbling over to help folks navigate and to do things with their lives. And I'm just real excited to welcome you to the show. But let me ask you, what would you like to bring to the Hair Radio Morning Show team? What would you like to bring to us and to our fans?
I want to bring enlightenment on a non-boring level. I want to reel you in with knowledge that will help you escape the bondages of ignorance on every level. Not just hair. We have a lot of things going on in society that need to be addressed. And again, the hair industry is included with that. You know, we got a lot of shenanigans going on in the hair industry.
Oh, send your letters to Lila the Goat, folks. Okay.
Please
send those.
Do.
Get
Please
your
do.
Pins ready.
Absolutely.
Well, Lila, I have to say, yes, and you know what, and I just joked, but I know that you're absolutely right. And this is why I say you are perfectly right for this, because we need somebody who can bring it, who can just go and when folks are asking, they're sending in those questions, I call it Ask Lila, they're sending in those questions and emailing them and going on the Salon TV Network app, send in those questions that they want you to, you know, spin in your own individual way. I can't wait. I'm super excited about it. And I think
Well, neither can
fun.
I.
So listen.
Neither
now,
can I.
I hear you. And the first thing I want to mention to everybody, to all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, is that we are so, so proud. We're kind of preparing for this big premiere next month. I don't want to say date and month and time just yet, but we will keep you informed. So you got to listen to the Hair Radio Morning Show each day, and we'll be bringing you the amazing Miss Lila, we call Lila the Goat, right here on our broadcast to share her unique, we call it unique wisdom, because I think it is. Lila, yes, I got to start by talking to a little bit about your background. Now, where are you out of? Where are you based from and all that wonderful good stuff? Anything you can share with us this morning?
Yes, briefly. I was born on Staten Island, New York.
Yay, New York. All right.
Yes. I acquired my first ounce of, I'm going to call it, cosmetology culture in my spirit when I was about 6 years old.
Oh, tell us how.
So, my grandmother would not buy toys for me when I was a little girl. She showed me how to make a doll baby out of the Joy dishwashing liquid bottle.
Oh, wow.
And showed me how to put the yarn on the top of the little ball and told me that's going to be your baby. And I'll be damned if I didn't make that my baby.
Now, that is a story.
That's how I learned how to braid, because I didn't have nothing else better to do. So she would not buy me toys. She would not spend her money on toys. Taught me how to make the dress, taught me how to sew the stitch to put the dress on, and showed me how to secure that hair onto that dishwashing liquid bottle. You know the little Joy? Remember Joy? We don't even see those anymore.
Wow.
Yep. And that's how I learned how to braid. And then I started braiding Talia Wajid's only baby sister's hair initially. She was the one that used to get her hair done by me for
and
school.
Talia, she's super well known. She's like one of the leading hair entrepreneurs out there and has been for a while.
Yes.
We are big fans of hers at the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Absolutely.
Really good.
Wow. Yes, hands down. Yeah, she taught me everything I know about how to secure that undetectable knot. That's very important, that high-priced undetectable knot that we have in the industry. A lot of ladies that, you know, that are not doing now, but it's okay. And moving beyond that, I attended Kenneth Schuler School of Cosmetology here in the South. I also attended Baltimore Studio School of Hair Design in Baltimore, Maryland. Came to South Carolina, got reciprocity here, and pretty much have covered, I want to say, pretty much 85% of the industry, from hair color, hair cutting, braiding, weave.
The gamut.
Natural hair care, makeup, lashes, facials, pedicures, nails, you name it. There's pretty much nothing that I haven't done, even professionally, under the license.
Well, Lila, the other thing I wanted to say, and I know that pedicures really jump out for some reason. Why is that? You love pedicures.
Oh.
Why? Tell us about that love for pedicures.
I'm addicted. I've grown to be addicted to it. I have a fetish with what most would want to call ugly, dirty, dry, crusty, fungus-infected foot, you know, even though
I'm bringing you right to New York City. I know exactly where to take you, and you can have all the crusty feet you like.
Ooh, I love that. Love that. But I was just going to mention that, you know, as licensed cosmetologists, we're not technically, it's against the law for us to diagnose fungus, but, you know what I'm saying. And so give me that so that I can transform it into a work of art.
Well, I have to tell you, as I have mentioned, and we're shouting out Dr. Ragland this morning, we want to certainly got to connect you guys because she's our foot expert here as well on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Lila the Goat, I've got to say I'm so excited to welcome you again. If you guys are just joining us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines, and with me on the line today is a new contributor to our broadcast that we are so happy to have you in the family of Hair Radio and to be sharing your advice and wisdom each week. Now, you're going to have your own 30-minute segment coming up very soon. We're going to keep you guys informed on that. And in the meanwhile, you'll be joining us with panel discussions and dropping some wonderful nuggets of information on us with your unique perspective. So we're going to keep you guys informed. Lila, anything you'd like to shout out? Anybody you want to shout out to this morning?
I just would like to just give love to all of the people all over the world, for everyone. I'm not leaving anybody out. All the, even the babies that ain't even born yet. I just want to give you love and this Corona, COVID-19 hug and kiss.
Awesome. Well, I have to say, Lila the Goat, thank you so very much for being with us. Much appreciated. And we look forward to your new broadcast. Okay.
Thank you.
You got it. All right, folks, keep it right here. There's a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to come. Stay with us.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Just like the eyes are the window to the soul, the scalp is the window to beautiful and luxurious hair. The way to obtain it is with stimulating roots. Stimulating Roots will exfoliate and detoxify your scalp, promoting healthy hair growth. Stimulating Roots has a system to detoxify and grow your hair. Their shampoo combines menthol, camphor, and pink grapefruit essential oil to improve blood circulation in the scalp. Their conditioner, that stimulates, moisturizes, and hydrates the hair. The Regeneration Oil, that contains essential oils that work together to promote hair growth while calming an itchy, dry and irritated scalp. Open the window to beautiful and luxurious hair. Awaken the senses to your scalp with Stimulating Roots. This is available at StimulatingRoots.com. That's StimulatingRoots, R-U-T-Z.com.
Get ready. Welcome, people.
At the all-natural
we
corner.
Are the all-natural corner. We cater to all natural body treatments, body products, skincare at the all natural corner. Yeah, we got things for health, wealth. Why not make your beauty more beautiful? At the all natural corner. Sea moss, bladder wrap. We got all natural products. We love the community. At the all natural corner. You can get it all.
At the all natural corner.
All you can come and get. At the all natural corner.
At the all natural corner.
At the all natural corner. Tell them what you think. Yes, I was there and I talked to the manager and he let me know that all natural products was good for my body. He had 102 minerals for me and I was good, you know. I'm going to come back all the time because it's all right at the all natural corner. I can't say anything else.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It is Wednesday morning. It's August 4th of 2021, and right now it's about 7:40 in the morning, New York time, 6:40 Central time. I want to, first of all, thank everybody for tuning in and kind of get to some of the announcements that we have. Quite a few updates, and particularly one that really jumps out this morning, and that's with regards to the live hair show called Road to Healthy Hair. This is our very first time making this announcement, so you guys are hearing it first. We'll be updating all of our platforms, our website, our 24-hour streaming network with the latest details. But just so that folks are aware, we will be moving our dates. So it will no longer be October 23rd, 24th, and 25th of 2021. We will be moving it to the spring of 22. So it will be next year, the early part, the first quarter of next year. So we'll keep you guys informed and all of that, that really good stuff. So lots of details will be coming. There'll be special
videos and audios that will be put out. Again, my suggestion is to go to hairnationexpo.biz a little later on this morning, and the website will be updated with all of the details, in addition to our 24-hour streaming network, again, over at www.hairradio.com. And we will have announcements playing throughout the broadcast and all of that. So again, that's HAIRadio.com, just one R in the middle. Listen, lots of other items. Don't forget our big celebration is next week. It's coming up on Friday, August 13th. My suggestion is to grab a pen and paper for some of these announcements because we've got some big news. I have to really say, let me just repeat this. It's our 600th live broadcast. What does that mean when you say 600 shows? Well, that means that this three-hour morning show from 6 in the morning till 9 o'clock that we do Monday through Friday morning right here on Blog Talk Radio, this is the 600th broadcast that we will be coming up on next Friday. So I'm super hyped about it. It's Friday, August 13th, 2021. It's technically one day after my birthday, and also we'll be lots of celebrations going on in August. So we're real, real excited. So again, please tune in on that Friday morning. Now let me tell you what we do have going on. I've got everybody coming in, making special appearances. There'll be special well wishes. There's so much going on. Let me just say a couple of the folks. I'm going to have to put it on out there. So if you're listening, you're going to hear this. You won't see it anywhere else. But a couple of the folks who have already agreed and we've, you know, confirmed they will be here on the Friday show. Let me just say this. The biggest name in black hair care, the biggest name in the entire country, they've been around for almost 100 years. That's about all I'm going to say. Well, they'll be right here. Most folks think that they are our competition, but it is because of these folks that I'm here today doing Hair Nation Expo and all of our wonderful products and online radio and God knows everything else. So we're very, very, very excited to acknowledge the fact that they'll be here. And we are also going to be doing a big versus battle, you know, all in fun, of these two big powerhouse businesses in black hair. So all I'm going to say is that they are the biggest in Afro hair in the country, period. There's nobody else close. And then, you know, so they'll be here. And we've got some other announcements that we're going to save for that day. So you don't want to miss Friday, August 13th. Again, it's our live show right here on Blog Talk from 6 in the morning till 9 Eastern Time. That's 5 to 8 Central. And then, of course, we'll have special things going on over at our 24-hour streaming site, again, at HAIRadio.com. Again, I'm Carrie Hines. This is really, it's quite exciting. Now, I'm speaking about the 24-hour network. Let me just be real clear about this. We were the very first to ever have a 24-hour streaming site on hair and beauty. We still are. In addition to that, this is something that I created about 20 years ago, literally, back in the early 2000s. We had the same exact site. That's why a lot of our wonderful interviews, we have some classic interviews from folks, and you'll hear it announced that it's the Hair Radio Broadcast Network. That was our 24-hour network. So a lot of ideas that you have, you know how we always give business tips because you guys ask for it. A lot of the ideas that you have, sometimes you need to park those ideas. It's not that they are bad ideas. It's not, they could be a very good idea, but sometimes the timing isn't right. And so for me and what I've been able to do and what seems to work really well is to take the idea, I write it out, you know, elaborately. I really explain it. Kind of like if you, you know, for songwriters, you write the song down so you don't lose the melody or whatever in your head and all of that. Same thing. I write down the idea, and I kind of have a file, and I literally keep that file not too far from my fingertips, and then every so often I go through it and I look, because maybe, as I said, the idea, it just wasn't the right time at that moment, but later when you revisit it, it's absolutely perfect. And then you go on to success. And what also makes me laugh is that in this industry, of course, we have folks who admire us, and we love that. And we have others who, you know, wait to see what you're doing and all that kind of stuff. That's just the way of the world. But what I love is that folks who kind of, they may just be getting to an idea, you know, that you created 25 years ago or something. So try to always do something that's unique to you. Don't, you know, emulate others. It's okay to admire folks and, you know, to aspire to be doing something that might be different than what you're doing. But look inside yourself to see what talents and gifts that you've been given that you feel are, you know, shareable. And that's my little advice for today. So that, I think, and that was one other thing I wanted to just mention. Coming up at about 8:30, now we're keeping our fingers crossed, but we're hoping that Smooth Black will be joining us. You guys know him. He is one of the biggest names in the hair industry. His name is Troy Ballard, and he's out of Southern California. So you can imagine why at about 8:30 this morning, going to hope that he's able to get on. It's, I don't even want to tell you what time it is on the Pacific Coast. So we're going to see. He should be able to get on with this. He is an extraordinary hairstylist. Let me say this. He started out as a barber. He then learned hairstyling, and, you know, he went to beauty school and all of that wonderful good stuff and learned how to do hair. He's a big name in the hair business at this point. He's known for cutting. He's known for coloring, things that you don't necessarily connect with the black hair care industry. Let's just keep it real here. But he has excelled. And he's, like I said, these amazing, I call them like Halle Berry cuts, because that's what comes to my mind. But yeah, he's really, really done some amazing work. And when he comes out to our next show, when we have that, and we'll keep you guys informed, he teaches. And he does the same thing right here on our broadcast, sharing all kinds of tips. So it's been a little while since he's been with us, so we have a lot to update him about, and I'm sure he has a lot to share with you. Plus, let me just also say this for you guys tuning in so no one will be offended or anything. He always leads in with inspirational thoughts and closes out with inspirational thoughts. So that's coming up at about a little over a half hour from right now. So please keep it right here. Now, if you missed any part of today's broadcast, I do want to say this. This morning we led in with Tamethia Smart, who was Makeup Zari, did a big countdown. Also, the Grammy Award, multi-Grammy Award-winning singer, Miss Dionne Warwick. I remember I had a big time, we had a great chat. And I have to say, just a little added note that I'm not going to save until our big show. I think it's good to share. It was just, there are not too many folks that I have literally been like nervous to meet. But I have to honestly say, I remember when Dionne did our show, and this was several years back, and I remember, I believe at the time she did our show, Whitney had passed, and, you know, she and Whitney Houston were cousins, and it hadn't been all that long following Whitney's death, and then Bobby Christina at that time had been hanging on for a long time from a similar accident, as you guys recall. So Dionne did our show, and she was really, you know, it wasn't a great period for the family. And I'm a big, big, big follower of the family. I literally went to school with one of the Ward's cousins in northern New Jersey, as I've shared before. But she was just very gracious, and she was someone that I had grown up listening to. Like, who hasn't? She's won like 4 or 5 Grammy Awards. You know, so just to have her on our show was a great honor. And I have to say, she was very, very kind. If anybody knows Dionne Warwick, she's incredibly straightforward. Okay, you're not going to get anybody more straightforward than Dionne Warwick. And so that was my one time probably that I was probably, if you're going to say the N, and when I say the N word, I mean nervous. If you're going to say nervous, then that would have probably come the closest. Now, speaking of which, I mentioned about the 600th celebration, the 600th broadcast celebration next Friday, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I also want to mention is that Dr. Obeng, I don't know if you guys remember this well-known, we called him the Miracle Doctor. It was kind of during, I guess a little earlier this year, was a huge story where a young lady, Tessica Brown, had put Gorilla Glue in her hair, and she was unable to remove it. And she went on the internet, you know, looking for help, so it seemed. And to the rescue, I'm going to say he's a very, very well-known Beverly Hills plastic surgeon fella who was really, really quite amazing. And he, you know, helped perform this amazing miracle, if you will, Dr. Obeng. And I remember this. It was, like I said, it was the biggest story in the country, maybe outside of the country. It was the first time that something like that had kind of just taken over. And it was a saga for just a bit about Tessica Brown. And Dr. Obeng was so gracious. He came to the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we were one of the first stops and he explained because, I'm not going to tell you too much. We have never rebroadcast that interview. So you heard it here, right here exclusively on the Hair Radio Morning Show. That interview with Dr. Obeng, who explains first-hand accounting of this whole episode with Tessica, we're gonna air it. We're going to rebroadcast it. In addition to all of the doctors who've been on our show, from Dr. Praneet James to Dr. Yolanda Raglan to Dr. Freeman to my brother, Dr. Leroy Hines, and so many others, and former mayors, from Irvington, New Jersey. Of course, we're going to have Wayne Smith and so many others who will be joining us. So it's a Friday you don't want to miss. So again, that's next Friday morning, the 13th of August. Friday, August 13th, 2021. Please. I think that's enough announcements. We're going to get on some more hair talk. Folks, stay with us. We're going to take a little bit of a commercial break. We'll be right back.
Listen every Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern to Vet Talk with Michael Hopkins, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, live. We're all about hair, beauty, and community. Catch the replays on Saturdays at 1 p.m. Eastern at our 24/7 hairradio.com network.
Wouldn't change a single thing. 'Cause if I change my world into another place,
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It's Wednesday morning, August 4th of 2021. Again, it's about 8 o'clock in the morning. Coming up in about a half hour, again, we have Smooth Black that we are keeping our fingers crossed who will be with us live, not even live, coming from Southern California. So it's going to be really exciting. Also, wanted to take a moment. You know, we've been playing some of my favorite interviews over the years. Now, again, this is the 600th broadcast celebration next Friday for this show, not my career, you know, my entire career, not at all. We've done over 1,000 interviews just on this broadcast. This was one of them. It's with a young lady named Jatiah Wiley. And this was early on when we launched the show, this morning version of the Hair Radio Show. So this was early 2015. I'm going to get it on because there's some interesting things that she said, which still apply today. I'll let her tell you why. Stay with us, folks. Lots more to get to this morning. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. My very next guest is Dr. Jatiah Wiley. Now, she is the reigning Miss Cleveland, Ohio Plus 2015. And I'd like to welcome you to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Dr. Wiley. Good morning.
Great morning. Thank you so much for such an awesome opportunity.
Well, it's my pleasure to welcome you. Now, let me just make sure I'm saying your name correctly. Is it Jatiah or Jatiah?
It is Jatiah.
It is Jatiah. Okay, that is such a beautiful name. I'm sure you get asked about it all the time.
Thank you so much. I do get asked about it a lot.
Okay. Well, listen, I want to jump right on in. First of all, let's tell everybody. Now, you are the reigning, is that the correct term or phrase? You are Miss Cleveland, Ohio Plus 2015.
Well, actually, when I went into pageantry, I went in as Miss Cleveland, Ohio Plus America, and I went to a pageant, the state pageant back in May, and I won the overall Ohio title. So right now I am the reigning Miss Ohio Plus America 2015.
Oh, wow. That is amazing. And congratulations on all of this success. What exactly, yes, now what are these pageants all about? For our listeners out there who may not be as familiar, there's a whole lot of flack going on right now with some other pageants, and it's all in the news. But what does this mean? What are the pageants about?
Well, all pageants are different. I think with the Miss Plus America pageant, I have really stepped into such a great pageant that is so honorable. What this pageant is about is giving people who are plus size a voice. Most pageants focus on the smaller woman, where this pageant, you have to actually be a size 14, I believe it is, to actually compete. So it gives people who might not have had the opportunity or might have been looked over for other pageants to really, really go out there and shine.
Now, this doesn't mean that just because you may be a 14 or plus that, or more rather, that you might qualify. I mean, I'm sure you have to bring the goods.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. There is a lot that goes into pageantry. This was actually the first pageant I've ever done, and I've just been pleasantly surprised with all that goes into it. And it's a lot of hard work. Some people might look at pageantry and think that, okay, you just wear pretty dresses and smile and wear a crown, but there's so much more to pageantry than meets the eye. So
well,
there
tell
is
us some of those things. Yes, what are some of those things that we might not be so aware of?
Well, first you have to apply. So you have to apply for your state pageant before you can even think about going to national. So there is an interview process that you go through. You do have to fill out an application. And if you are chosen to compete for the state title, then it is after that point you have the opportunity to go into the national title. So there is a lot that is building up to that point of national status.
Wow. And now, what have you found? How have these types of pageants been received when you compare them to some of the traditional pageants that are out there?
Well, a lot of people will say, oh, a plus-size pageant, I've never heard of that. You know, I'll get things like that. Or sometimes if you tell somebody that you're Miss Ohio, they might look at you and automatically get a certain perception of what that means in their mind. But this Plus America pageant has actually been in operation for over 14 years. So it's very reputable, and it has really, really given a lot of people the opportunity to talk about their platform, which they may not have had without the pageant.
Wow. Well, this is really exciting for us to have you on our show. So it is really an honor. And we'll talk more about your background and all these other wonderful areas that I cannot wait to get into as well today. But first, this is so important because to me, you represent an important portion of our population out there. You have a lot of folks, and particularly women, who I'm sure can identify with you in a way. So, you know, of doing something that relates to being plus size and the way of beauty. You know, so I think you're doing something very important and being like a role model. How do you feel about, you know, do you like having that extra, you know, recognition or pressure, if you will, to some degree?
Well, I love the idea of helping other women feel comfortable in whatever body that they're in. I've always struggled with weight, and I was once up to about 300 pounds and lost 100 pounds, but my weight has always been low.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's
somewhere
amazing.
Between 160. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. So it's always been a struggle. So really, I don't try to focus on whatever the scale says. It's really more about feeling comfortable in your own skin, and I think God did not make a mistake when he made any of us. I think we're all perfectly made, and once everyone really gets that into their spirit, they will live a much happier life and not be so obsessed with what size they wear or what the scale says.
Wow. So, in other words, it would be nice just to have perhaps just the pageant with whatever size you are.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that we probably will move towards that, where it's just a pageant where size 0 up to size 26, whatever size you are, we should all just be accepted for that. And I don't think, you know,
wow.
I don't think there should necessarily be a separation, but since there is, I'm going to rock my plus-size title for the first.
All right. And I have to say, you know, for those, we're going to have to put some pictures up. You are absolutely just gorgeous. So I just want to let you know that. For the, you guys out there, you'll get an opportunity to see Dr. Wiley's picture and see what we're talking about. Now, that's on the outside, but obviously you have beauty on the inside. You probably need that just to even show the beauty on the outside. So,
absolutely.
Am
I
right?
With a lot of the pageants, people that go into the pageant think that they're going to win just off of their looks. Those are the ones that don't. There has to be more substance to the person and who you are. You know, if you go into a pageant stuck up and thinking that you have the title because you've been told you're so beautiful, beauty is way, way more than what's on the outside. So there are a lot of pretty girls that don't get the title just because they are too caught up in what they look like and not really what they have to offer to society.
All right. Well, listen, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, today's guest is Dr. Jatea Wiley, and we're so excited to have her. She is the Miss Cleveland, Ohio Plus 2015 representative, and we are just so excited. So we've talked a little bit about the pageant side of things, but let's talk a little bit more about your background. You are from the Cleveland area?
Yes, I'm born and raised in Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay, so now how did you get started in all of this? What was it that that got you started in terms of pageantry?
Well, I am a plus-size model, and I have had an agent for about the past 16 years, and I looked at the pageant at first as a way to enhance my career as a plus-size model. But after actually getting into pageantry, I realized what it was all about and took that opportunity to really
speak on what my passion is and the reason for my platform, I should say, is suicide awareness and prevention. So I took the opportunity of the pageantry. When I went into it, I thought, okay, this is going to really help my career as a plus-size model. But after being in the pageant, I realized how much I could help people who are depressed, who have thoughts of suicide, who have tried suicide, and that's the angle I took with it, because I figure if I could save one soul or help one life by wearing my crown and my sash, then it's a job well done.
And I totally agree, and it sounds wonderful. Now, are you're talking about the Alive on Purpose?
Yes. Alive on Purpose is an agency in Cleveland, Ohio, and Alive on Purpose, they go out and they generally talk to young adults and young teens, and they really give them the resources and tools needed to handle their depression, to handle their suicidal thoughts, and it's really a great organization to be a part of.
I totally agree. Now, the way that the world seems to be moving, it has just changed so quickly, and it just, you know, folks, especially our young, our youth, they need all of the support they can get. And
absolutely.
Then some. So we take our hats off to you guys doing what you do and keep fighting the good fight. And how can folks find out more about that organization, the charity?
Okay. If they want to find out more information on Alive on Purpose, they can go to the Alive on Purpose website, which is www.imaliveonpurpose.org. And again, that's imaliveonpurpose.org.
I love it. We love that. And it says so much, just the name itself. So that
absolutely.
Is fantastic. Now, we have to kind of get into some of the other wonderful things that you guys are doing, that you are doing. And then we'll come back around, because I still have a lot of pageant questions for you still. But we'll kind of move things along a little bit with some of you spoke just a little while ago about, you know, having a platform to be able to help folks who, you know, feel like, you know, sometimes they may not have a whole bunch of options. But you also are a marketing and business expert. So, you know, I would love to get your feedback or any kind of advice that you can share with so many others out there who are looking to, you know, maybe, you know, get back or kickstart their life or kind of move into some other territory or something inspirational that might get them back into the regular working world or doing some other kind of challenge. Do you have any kind of advice for those individuals?
Sure. I work a full-time job with the Department of Defense and Information Technology Specialist, but I really feel like that it's a great job. I love what I do. It's definitely my source right now, but ultimately God is the ultimate source, and I just feel like for me, there's so much more in store than working a regular 9-to-5. And for some people, working a 9-to-5 for 40 years and then retiring is great, but for me, I feel as though we all have an opportunity, if we want to take an opportunity, to build a life that we really truly desire. And for most people, that is not a 9-to-5 job. There are so many ways that we can make money online, doing online marketing. There are so many ways you can make money with network marketing. I know network marketing has such a negative connotation to it, but network marketing really is one of the fastest ways to get wealth that lasts, and wealth that you can actually leave a legacy to your family and children. So any advice that I would give would be to just go out there and take that chance. I'm not saying quit your job, but do something in addition to your job. Multiple streams of income, it is the way of life, and it is one of the only secure ways that you can control your life. So there's so many different things. There's so many different companies. Whatever you have a passion for, you can probably find a business that you can take ownership in and really make some substantial extra income.
Now, you are working on a 2-year plan, we'll say, or something like that. You're working towards the next step for yourself. And this is great advice that you are sharing. What's one of the first things that you decided to do to kind of, that kind of led you to that, or let's just say the aha moment, if you will, we'll borrow from Oprah. What kind of, when you said, you know what, I need to be doing something pursuing that passion that you spoke of, I need to be doing something maybe for myself. Did you have a moment like that, or was it just like everybody's job, all the drudge for today or whatever? You know, did you have any kind of an aha moment?
Well, I'm not sure if it was an aha moment, whereas it was probably more of aha days. Like, when you're working a 9-to-5, I don't care if you are making, you know, 6 figures. When you're sitting in a cubicle, I every time I sit in that cubicle, I just don't think of it as a place where I want to be until I'm 65. So I think every day when you step into that cubicle and you're sitting there for 8 hours of your life, every day it's like, ooh, there's got to be a better way. There's got to be
a
better way.
It's a reminder of that. Wow.
Absolutely.
Amazing. Well, I tell you, folks, again, for those of you out there, you've been listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show, and my very special guest is Dr. Jatea Wiley. Now, she is the current Miss Plus Size Cleveland, Ohio, so 2015. So we're so excited to have her on today's broadcast. And she's also an IT expert and marketing expert. You kind of do it all.
Yeah,
how do you find the balance? Yes, with that. How do you find the balance of your time? Balancing time is
a little bit I haven't mastered balancing time just yet.
Okay.
I'm such a workaholic, and I've been that way since I was 14. All throughout college,
wow.
I always did the max. I was doing 21 credit hours because if you took 4 classes
wow.
or if you took 8 classes, it was the same cost. So I've always done that with 2 jobs. I went to work before college. Then after I got off out of school, I went to another job. So it's just always been my mentality to work probably harder than necessary. So I haven't really balanced my life, whereas I do a lot of downtime. But that's by choice. That's by choice. I really feel like if you work like no one else, then you can work like no one else. So for me, I'm putting in the work now so that I can relax later. And that's what drives me. That's what actually makes me happy. Like, I've tried to, you know, take time and just watch TV. I haven't watched TV in a couple of years. I just feel like it's the biggest waste of time. So for me, finding balance where I'm more of taking days off and relaxing, that's something that I haven't done yet because I don't feel like I'm at that point. But as far as balancing out all of my work activities, to me, that's easy because it's what I enjoy doing. I enjoy, accomplishing things. And once I accomplish something, I don't stand there and celebrate for a long amount of time. I go ahead into the next goal. So I'm very goal-oriented. And, just the accomplishment is what keeps me going to accomplish more.
I love it. I love what you said about the TV. It's just amazing where you feel like you're not really learning anything. If anything, you feel like, you know, you're kind of losing a few brain cells watching TV. I don't know what's happened. I don't think it used to be like that. I can't get started on that because I've got a long list of things to talk about the way things used to be.
Yeah, I haven't watched one episode of Scandal. I didn't watch one episode of Empire. So things like that, I heard, the buzz about it, but I don't know what the hype was because I never took the time to watch it. I'm like, I'm building my own empire. I don't have time to sit around and watch it on
TV. They're going to be watching. Exactly. They're going to be watching you. So
exactly.
You don't have to. Yeah, and that's the thing. And I tell you, I also, Dr. Wiley, I think of myself the same way when I look and I say, well, gee, even if for a moment I think of watching something, I say, well, you know what? Those folks on television, they already got theirs coming in. Whether they deserve it or not is a whole other conversation. But they're already doing what they need to do and what they want to do and so forth. But I need to to build mine, and they're not really going to help you to do that by watching them on TV, per se.
Absolutely.
So you want to always remember to, just like you said, you know, and I think it requires to focus on what you're doing and for your own success and so forth. So now what's next for you? What's next?
Well, I just got finished shooting a documentary.
Wow.
And it's, yes, so it's called Head Ladies in Charge, and it is a story of, it's actually 32 women who are authors, speakers, business owners. They came together, and they all told their stories on where they came from and where they're going. So that is being released in the next couple of weeks, so I'm really excited about the premiere of that documentary. The first premiere will happen in August in New Jersey, so I'm really excited about that.
That sounds fantastic. You'll have to let us know all the details so we can tell everybody how they can see this wonderful documentary. I think that is just fantastic. I think that, you know, the one thing I love about, probably the only thing, I won't say that, but with YouTube, at least we get an opportunity to watch some of these wonderful documentaries in a lot of ways, and you know, we have the websites and things that we can now see them electronically, because in the past, you really had to go to a film festival where you were pretty much out of luck in a lot of cases. So it's really nice to have these different outlets that, so I'm hoping that, you know, you guys will put that on one of those other outlets as well. So
absolutely.
I have to say, okay, well, listen, we want to just remind everybody, now, what's back to the pageant talk. So what's going on with the pageant, and when does it kind of end, and, you know, and when do you have any more, like, does it get kind of funneled into a larger pageant? Where exactly are you guys with the pageant?
Okay.
Your job with the pageant.
Okay. Memorial Day weekend was actually the state pageant, and I walked away with the Miss Ohio title. Next for me will be the national pageant in Atlanta, where I will be going for Miss Plus America. That would be the national title, and that happens in August. So hopefully I will walk away with the national title.
Wow. So this is pretty exciting stuff.
It really is. I never would have imagined all of these opportunities that have come to me just in 2015, like in 2014, I wouldn't have been able to tell you that I was going to, you know, have earned a doctorate degree, that I would have, you know, been Miss Ohio. And it always just makes me think back to the scripture in the Bible where it says that God will make your name great, and it could happen in a blink of an eye. So many doors have been opened for me, and I'm just so humble. I'm so humble, I'm so grateful, and I just feel so blessed. And I just want to tell anybody who's out there listening that no matter what you have been through and no matter what you are going through, when God starts opening up doors for you, nobody can close them. So just stay encouraged. Stay encouraged. It could happen so quickly that you'll just wake up like, wow, 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 look at what God can do.
Wow. Well, on that note, I couldn't say it any better myself. I want to thank you, Dr. Jatai Wiley, for being with us, and congratulations on all of your education and everything that you have accomplished. You are just a reigning example for everyone, so good job.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you, and I appreciate this great opportunity.
Well, listen, we're going to have you to come back after this wonderful documentary is out. Maybe you can come back if you'd like and kind of bring us up to date on all of your current projects and other things that you'd like to talk about. You've got a home here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, and we're going to root for you when you are in the America pageant part, the plus-size America pageant part. So we're
Thank
just
you.
So excited
I
for
that.
You.
Thank
all
you
right.
so much.
Well, it's my pleasure. Again, folks, we want to thank Dr. Jatai Wiley for being with us. Now, Dr. Wiley, how would our listeners, how would the folks who tune into the Hair Radio Morning Show find you?
Well, they can visit my website for any additional information on the pageantry. They can contact me and send me an email from there, or if they're interested in working with me on any of the projects that I have coming up, you can find all of that information on my website at www.jateawiley.com, and I will go ahead and spell that for you. J, A like apple, T like tango, A like apple, Y like yellow, A like apple, Wiley, W-I-L like Larry, E like Edward, Y.com, JateaWiley.com.
All right. Well, on that note, I'm going to, again, thank you for being with us. I'm going to have you to hold the line for just a moment, folks. We're going to take a quick music break, and we'll be right back. There's a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Stay with us.
With my soul, I had nowhere to turn, I had nowhere to go. Lost sight of my dream, thought it would be the end of me. I thought I'd never make it through. I had no hope to hold on to. I thought I would break. I didn't know my own strength, and I crashed down, and I tumbled, but I did not crumble. I got through all the pain. I didn't know my own strength, survived my darkest hour. My faith kept me alive. I picked myself back up, hold my head up high. I was not built to break. I didn't know my own strength. Oh. Found hope in my heart. I found the light to light my way out of the dark. Found all that I need here inside of me. Oh, I thought I'd never find my way. But I did not crumble. I got through all the pain. Oh, I didn't know my own strength. My faith kept me alive. I picked myself back up. I hold my head up high. I was not built to break. I didn't know my own strength. Was not built a break. No, no. I got to know my own strength.
But radio commercials as much as they do television commercials?
Maybe more so.
How do you figure that?
Well, in television, your tube goes a minute just before the commercial comes on.
Yeah?
That serves as a warning device to millions of people that they have a split second to get out of the room.
I never thought of that.
In radio, an advertiser can just sort of sneak up on you without any warning.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you haven't noticed your car radio suddenly fading to black before the commercial, have you?
And not recently, no. But can't you still walk out when the radio commercial comes on?
Not at 60 miles an hour.
Hmm. Okay, but do you think you can really make me pay attention to a radio commercial?
I just did.
I would like to welcome you all to a delicious place to eat.
Wow,
we call this La Luz Cafe.
Hi everybody, it's Kerry Hines, and in honor of our 600th episode celebration, we're playing some of our classic interviews and sharing some behind-the-scenes stories right here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, the Hair Radio Morning Show has chronicled our lives, mixing great hair and beauty talk with current events and shaping each broadcast with music and special guests. I want to thank you and to our amazing sponsors and advertisers. Now, let's take a listen back together.
This is Dr. Linda Amerson from Texas, the owner of LA's Hair and Scalp Clinic. I am giving a shout out to Kerry,
Yeah, I just want to give a shout-out to the Hair Radio Show with Kerry Hines and his new team this morning.
Yay, all right. So in the morning, what do you do each day?
I listen to the Hair Radio Show, baby.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now my very, very special guest with us is Mr. Will West. Now, he is the founder of the amazing ChairWatch app. It is my pleasure and honor. I believe it's your first time, Will, being on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Yes, it is my first time, hopefully not the last. And
no.
I am excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yes, my pleasure. Well, good morning officially. Now, I have to say, first, let's just jump on in. Tell everyone, what exactly is the ChairWatch app all about?
Well, the ChairWatch app is, at its core, a mobile booking app. So if you're a stylist, if you're a nail tech, if you braid hair, if you do lashes, anything that you do in the beauty field that you have clients for, we are your mobile booking app. So that's at its core, but of course we have so much more. When you look into the app, it has so many features that will help build your business and build your brand. You know, you won't really want to go anywhere else after you download this app. So ChairWatch is just a great tool for the seasoned veteran or the brand new person launching out into the beauty world, perfecting their craft, and wanting to have their clients and the public be able to book their calendars and utilize their services. And we also have a place for products on our app. So it's just a great mobile booking app and software all around. And,
well, it's
yeah.
so much more than that, Will. I'm going to have you to really go in and tell these wonderful fans who are going to just love this. Let me just tell you officially, I just really started going in just yesterday again and refamiliarizing myself, and I'm just blown away. I absolutely love it, and I see all the beautiful designs, what you've done with it. It's extraordinary. It's not like any app I've seen, especially for the hair or folks who are into this wonderful, wonderful opportunity to book, to have folks, you know, their clients and customers booking for, you know, to make appointments with them and mm-hmm. so forth. So I want to go back a little bit. Now, I love that you mentioned that you can put products. A lot of these folks listening right now, we have amazing hairstylists all over the country who, and the world for that much, who would love to register on the Chair app, so on ChairWatch app. So please tell us a little bit more. What kind of, so you can put your products there? How does that work?
So, yes, first of all, we are available. So if anybody wants to check it out or download it, we are available on Apple and Android platforms. So you can definitely download it at any time. So with your products, right, so when somebody is booking an appointment, a stylist, you know, has somebody who wants to get their hair braided or done or anything, oftentimes stylists have products that will also adjoin with that type of service. So maybe there's a nail polish that you should have or a sealer or a scalp oil. So now when a stylist is setting their app up and setting up that service for their client to book, we also have products right alongside that you can just add on. So now your client is looking at their style and they're seeing what they need to maintain that style or the health of their hair, scalp, or presentation of their nails, or it could be a foundation for a makeup artist. They can have that. It's almost like a menu we've created. So they're getting their style and their product right there so they can book it. And when this, when their client shows up, they get their style done, and they also are able to pick up the products that they already purchased. And the beautiful thing about the ChairWatch app is these purchases are made at the time of booking. So when somebody books you through ChairWatch, you know that that's a solid booking. It's not like they're just booking your time. Your clients pay for it in advance or leave a deposit. So whenever you get a notification from ChairWatch, you're excited because you know that is a solid booking that's upcoming.
That is amazing. So essentially what happens, the person who goes on, they download the app, which again, I want to make it clear to everybody, it's the ChairWatch, like a chair you sit in, and kind of like a watch on your wrist, so the ChairWatch app.
You said something really cool right there. Do you get that? Like, that's actually the chair watch. So everybody's watching your chair for availability and time to book. Like, that's how we kind of came up with
the name. That was my question. You actually, we must have ESP this morning. That was really my question. Where did you come up with the name ChairWatch? So I get it now. Wow. That is amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. So the ChairWatch app, and you did say it's available for download pretty much where you get your apps from and for your cell phone. I just am blown away. What I love about it, like I said, is the thought that has gone into creating this. So where did the inspiration, though, come from? I got the name, but what inspired you to create this?
Well, I was looking to get my hair cut, and my barber has since become very famous. He owns like two shops, one in New York and one in Florida. So it's hard to, you know, to get my hair cut whenever I actually want it. So I'd have to like schedule with him, but I could never really see his schedule and his availability unless I'm calling or texting. So he's either in travel or he's got somebody in the chair. So I was like, I really need to find out how I can see his availability. So I said, why is this not available? Like, why can't I check this out? So I decided at that point, that I wanted to have something like this for the beauty world, for the entrepreneurs, for people that have clients. I saw it being so much broader than just for the, just for barbers. And then when I started really digging into the app and what I wanted it to be, I saw that there was so much more that entrepreneurs wanted just besides a calendar that somebody can book. Like, you have to let me know, Carrie, whenever you want me to get into these features. I have like 7 or 8 of them that are absolutely amazing and that hardly nobody has. So when we get to that point, it's going to be juicy.
I cannot wait. And I think this is absolutely awesome. Now, how can folks start to find out more? I guess the best thing you can do is download the app. It's free to download. So tell everybody again how to do that.
It's definitely a free app to download, and I was going to save this for the end, but why not now? Not only is it a free app to download, but listen to this. We are changing this whole mobile booking game up right now. So there are no subscription fees for this app presently. So if you're able to get on now and download it, it's a free download and then no subscription fees. Everybody knows that there are subscription fees for all mobile booking apps presently.
Right.
At least 99% of them, right? So right now, if you get on, we're not going to have any subscription fees for, I would say, maybe, let's say we can do it for 2 to 3 months, and then when it starts to really flood in, we'll see what we do then. But right now is definitely the time you want to jump on.
So take advantage of it, folks listening right now to this broadcast. Again, if you just joined us, you're listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, my very special guest. Now, he is the founder of the Chair Watch app. And again, this is a mobile booking app, which is just extraordinary that he is explaining to us. And I'm just blown away where they can kind of, the clients can go on and book time with the stylist and look for a stylist and all that wonderful good stuff. And the professionals, the folks who are just interested in the hair and beauty industry will find this incredibly useful. So I'm just blown away, William West. Good job. Wow. So how has it been received? What have you heard from the folks out there?
Well, so far, everybody that we've had download the app really appreciates the detail that's within the app. When you open it up, you'll see how much care we put into what we want your clients to see when they see the app and see your services that are on display. So they love that. They love how simple it is to set up your store, because I've heard on some other apps, it's really intricate, and, the way you have to add certain services, you have to go on the web, you have to get on a computer. So we're an actual true app where you can do everything from your phone. You can upload and create your description, and it will be displayed immediately once you press save. So we've gotten nothing but great reviews so far, and anything that stylists want to suggest, we're actually taking that into consideration and constantly bringing out new and improved features that, that stylists want.
Well, I tell you, I am so hyped and honored. First of all, and I look forward to the Hair Radio Morning Show being one of those that is easily accessible through the Chair Watch. So I can't wait to talk with you about that one, Mr. Wilwet.
Okay.
We'll be chatting about that very soon, because I think it's the perfect partner for what you're doing. And to be able to put that out there and give folks the option of using Carapy products if they wish to use Carapy, this is a great way to introduce these items in terms of to the folks. And I just think it's wonderful. And we're going to do everything we can to promote this amazing Chair Watch app. And again, it's downloadable where you get your apps from. We are so excited. And again, the part where you mentioned about not having the fees that are associated with it for a period of time, so you need to you know, act now. You really do. Get this app ASAP. So this is really amazing. Now, Will, I have to just switch gears before we let you go. I wanted to ask you about this. Being a man of color out here in the world and being an entrepreneur, how does this, you know, do you realize that you're doing something that is just amazing and being kind of like a trailblazer, if you will, or, you know, kind of setting the pace for, you know, young kids to come up after you? Do you realize how important I think this is that you're doing and what you're doing?
Well, the answer to that directly is it was yes and no. Like, I'm a New York City firefighter and by trade, so that also is very, like, you know.
Amazing. And thank you for your service. Let us say that from the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So, you know, coming from that background, you know, it was definitely something that's in me to just take the, you know, bull by the horns and go forward with whatever your dream is. And this also was a part of it. And going forward in this, you definitely feel it. You know, when I was creating the app and the business aspects and getting approved for to have a merchant, because we're aligned with one of the top merchants in the game. They're called Stripe, and they are the same merchant that is for Target, for Under Armour, for, you know, the top 500 in the you know, in the world. Mm-hmm. So
for processing,
us to,
yeah, they're wonderful.
Yeah, for processing. Yes, for your MasterCard, for your Amex, for Discovery. Like, that was huge for us because it took us a while to get approved. You know, they want to find out who you are, where you are. And we felt it. Yeah. We definitely felt like there was a little more intricate deduction going on with us. But we had all of our ducks in a row. We had all our information. Everything was pristine. So we had to be approved, but it was just felt really good to put ourselves in a position where we can go step forward strongly, being a, you know, young African American male with a dream to get this thing out to the world, you know.
Well, you have done just that. It's the ChairWatch app. It's out now. You can go ahead and download it. The ChairWatch app. It's a mobile booking app, and it's just and like I said, and like you've been saying this morning on the show, this is really quite extraordinary. It's not, you know, there are tons of free little things out there and things that are not quite as useful as you think. We like the idea, but once we looked at certain things that were out there already, not quite so pleased. But I have to tell you, I went in, and I'm at that point now. I have to go in and set up, which I'm, after talking with you today, I'm, like, really inspired to go set up my little store here. And I just love the color. I love the design. I love it. It's really done very, very well. So you could be very proud of yourself. Let me just go ahead and put that on out there.
Can I jump in and give you three features that you're going to absolutely love, that I think your audience
please,
is going to be
please.
In love with?
Yes.
Okay. So here it is, right? I'm going to let the cat out of the bag here. Okay,
right.
So number one is special requests. No app has this. So I imagine when you want to, you got to catch a plane, maybe it's the wedding season, anything that can arise, you need to see your beauty professional before their normal business hours or after their normal business hours.
Right.
Well, ChairWatch allows a stylist to actually create a special request appointment where their clients can get on the app, see their available hours, but if they do need them a little bit earlier than normal or a little bit later than normal, they can request a booking at that time. Now, we know that stylist time is money. So
right.
A stylist can allocate a certain amount of money
just
for an earlier than normal
wow.
appointment. Maybe it's 50, maybe it's 75.
Right.
So that's already built in. So once that client says, okay, I need you earlier, it'll say, okay, $50 for the early appointment and then whatever the service cost is. So stylists
wow.
are loving that right there because we're monetizing their time and also allowing clients to be more flexible when they can book.
That's something that needs to really be out there. We've got to make sure that folks know, because that, to me, is a game changer.
Yes.
That's a game
yes.
changer. So we've
Number
got to make
two,
sure folks are aware of that. Wow.
And so number two is the shareability. Every service that we have on our app is shareable. So you can just, for yourself, mind you, the stylist can share it, and the clients can share it. So imagine when you're getting your hair done or your nails done, and they're like, yo, your nails are fire. Where'd you get them done? The customer can actually go on your store, go to your service that you have, and share
and
it directly
it
to the friend. So the word of mouth now becomes actual booking information. So once they send it out, their friends that touch the link, it automatically brings them to their stylist store and starts the booking process. So that word of mouth now becomes monetized. So
Amazing.
Stylists really love that option that they can share. Imagine during prom season, you know, wedding season, and Valentine's Day season, everybody wants to know who did your hair, who did your nails, who did your braids. So now you can actually share it out, and those stylists will increase their booking. So they do love that. And
Amazing.
The last one
wow. yes.
that I'll give you is
the
appointment notes. Appointment notes. So
appointment
notes. You've been in the game for how long, Kerry? How long
About
you been
25
in?
25 years.
Have you ever had a person come to you and want something done, but when they get to you, it was kind of something different than what they said?
Oh, right, right. Yeah, that does happen.
So what we have is something called appointment notes.
What's
and
an appointment notes?
When somebody books an appointment, they can add a picture and a text to the appointment so the stylist knows exactly what they want. So, you know, we're just trying to
hold it.
Yeah, that's
so that sounds like the person can kind of give the stylist a heads up about what kind of style that the client might be looking to have.
Exactly.
Wow. That's
exactly.
Amazing. And this can be all done through the ChairWatch app.
This and tons more. If we had an hour show, then I would go that long. But yes.
Well, what we're going to do, and I appreciate you, Will West, I really do, because what you'll have to do is come back and on a regular basis and roll out these features. We'll do nothing but roll out these features and
okay.
have some of your amazing customers to join us. And
okay.
explain how they've been utilizing this amazing ChairWatch app. And so that's
like
really,
that.
Yeah, I think that's going to be just wonderful. And so for all of our listeners out there, please download the ChairWatch app. It's your way to monetize these interactions. It's a great setup. And again, it's a beautiful app. It's very unique, and you just explain several unique items, you know, that allows for you to really have something that's going to make money for you and work efficiently. So, Will, I've got to say, is there anything you want to leave us with today? Anything at all? We know the ChairWatch app is the app to download, but what else
yeah.
can you tell us today?
Well, I would just say, in these times, you definitely want to be flexible in the way that you can accelerate your business and maintain your business and even grow. So that's at the core of why we're doing this, is to give the entrepreneur options. Just as much as working in a salon, we want to make the entrepreneur as strong as that and as flexible as that. And we have definitely accomplished that through the features that we've added onto ChairWatch. And I just want to thank you, Kerry, for opening this up to me. And, you know, we definitely have our history with your shows.
Yes,
and
thank
Extravaganza.
You.
So I'm just glad that we're able to go this far and still be here and able to enjoy, you know, just the opportunity
to be on this great morning show. I'm excited. Never thought I'd be doing a morning show, you know, so this is pretty cool.
Oh, awesome. Well, you know, we love having you here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Also, many of our Hair Radio associates, they are already familiar with you because you get to come out to our wonderful live hair expo event called Hair Nation down at the
mm-hmm.
Soho Hotel, and we look forward to having you at the next one and each one after that where you get to come in. And I have to say, well, I know just to let folks out there know how committed you are to what you're doing. I remember you did a wonderful presentation all about the ChairWatch app, you know, educating these amazing young ladies who were in just school students, who were high school students, who were in cosmetology class, telling them all about this wonderful, wonderful new development of yours. And they were so amazing about it. And you did a great job with the presentation. So I just wanted to tip my hat to you and to continue what you're doing.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that, Kerry. Thank you.
All right. So again, folks, download the ChairWatch app. Again, mobile booking application. It's really, really, really nice. And if you have any questions, of course, you can reach out. Well, is there any way they can reach you, or is that just download the app and go through there?
Oh, no, we have a beautiful IG page, at the ChairWatch app, at the ChairWatch app, all together. That's our Instagram, and you can reach out to us there, and you'll see information about what's going on new with us. And any questions, DM us. We are very responsive and love all interaction, so please check us out there, definitely.
And I can say at Hair Radio, because I'm going to invite you guys to listen out for a new commercial to air on the Hair Radio Morning Show, and we're looking forward to that. So definitely you'll be able to reach out to us as well, and we will definitely put you in touch with in a heartbeat with the amazing.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
It's that time again to bring this edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. But it doesn't have to end here. Visit our website at HairRadio.com and find out more about today's program's guests. Now, I want to thank our amazing on-air team and fan contributors, and especially our great sponsors, which include FixYourFeet.com, Rugged Evolution Beard Care, Smooth Black Ink, Stimulating Roots, Prestige Book by Mr. Jarrell Glass. Now, don't forget to come meet all of us in person at our live hair and beauty show. It's a HairNationExpo.biz event called The Road to Healthy Hair. It's being held at the Showboat Hotel in Atlantic City, New Jersey on Saturday, August 21st, 2021, Sunday, August 22nd,